We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Here we go, San Diego, kicking off a new week with Chris Ello and Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris, on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. How are you? I'm Chris Ello. Tony Gwynn Jr., welcome to the week, my friend.
Thank you, thank you.
How was your weekend?
Short.
Short?
It seems like the weekends get shorter and shorter every week.
Next weekend, we're going to make it longer and longer for you, because I think we get Friday off. So
we do.
That
we
could
do.
Be so good.
That will be nice. But no, the weekend was good. Do what I think everybody else is doing. Spending time with fam right there.
Spending time with fam and staying safe. And my goodness, I mean, these corona cases keep popping up more and more and more. And I just get more and more concerned. I watched a report yesterday on CBS this morning and just talking about how it's very unlikely we're going to have anything like a vaccine until the beginning of 2021. So it would certainly behoove all of us to continue or get back to social distancing and get back to practicing a diligent behavior out there so that we can keep everybody safe. I want to send out a quick shout out to our great friend Will Galvez, who's a big part of this show and has always been in the past. And he contracted the coronavirus. And
Scravy!
Yeah, that's him right there. He's how old is he, guys? 25?
We just figured that out. I thought he was 30, but he's clearly not. He's 26.
26 years old. And, I mean, seriously, Will is in, like, phenomenally good shape. So you know that Will Galvez is one of those people who figured there's no way the coronavirus could get him, and it did. And he's been in the hospital for 11 days. Yeah. And Tony and I have been texting with him a little bit this weekend, so is Scraby, and he's telling me that he's hopefully he's going to get out on Wednesday, guys. So, I mean, you know, we're just thinking about you, Will, and hope you're fine. I didn't even know about this until the weekend. Scraby, he didn't really let anybody in on this until the weekend. So, when you see, again, everybody out there seems to say, Tony, well, I don't know anybody who's had this, or, you know, there's no chance I can get it, or I'm under 30, or I'm in too good a shape to get it. And I have to admit, I have some of those thoughts myself creep into my head. But when somebody like Will Galvez has coronavirus and has been in a hospital for 11 days fighting this thing, that tells me that it's still very scary and it's very close and it could happen to anybody at any time. So
yeah,
just a note of caution out there.
It's always those are usually reminders that gets people's attention when it hits close to home. You know,
yeah.
I can say that from speaking in terms of cancer, right? That was
right.
Something that had been far removed from the Gwynn family until it wasn't. And this COVID-19 is the same way, except it's invisible. You know, nobody, you can't see it at all. And too many people are of the thought that, you know, they'll just battle through it, just another cold. But clearly, by the amount of people contracting it and the amount of people who are dying, it's not just a common flu at this point.
And it's not just battling a cold. 11 days in a hospital with a ventilator for, you know, down your throat is no way. That's not just battling a cold for a little while.
Right.
Keep that in mind. So, all right. We're not, it's not a scare tactic. We're not all about that.
Oh,
we're about,
is it?
No, it's not. It's about keeping people informed and keeping people, you know, try to help people stay safe out there. That's as simple as that.
I agree.
Give me a hard time for that.
I know. I agree. It is really weird. I got text on Saturday or Sunday morning or something like that, and I was like, whoa, this is, because Will's really the first person that I know that has been hospitalized for this. So
I got to be honest with you, of all of us in the group that have been part of this show, you know, good solid part of the show over the last couple of years, who's younger and more athletic than Will? I mean, other than
well,
you,
me,
Scranton.
I know.
Sorry,
I know. Sorry.
You go without well, saying.
He doesn't. He doesn't check any of those boxes. Actually,
what are you talking
he's
about?
Not younger, and he's definitely not more athletic.
What are you talking about?
I don't
I
know
hit
what
threes.
I don't know what
check
box
any of those boxes.
I don't know what box he was checking right there at all.
I can
yeah,
hit
younger,
threes.
Younger, better looking, and more in better shape. Yeah, I don't think you check any of those boxes
I mean,
either.
How did this turn on me? How did this turn on me? I definitely have picked up my game a little bit since hearing his news. I've been using the hand sanitizer
good.
And the mask in public more. I mean, I've been using the mask, but I haven't been as good at the hand sanitizer.
Well, everybody stay diligent out there, man. We want to have a baseball season. And to that end, the Padres have announced their 52-man, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, I just call it their 52-man roster.
Let's just call it that. Do we have to do the whole taxi thing? Can we just say roster?
It's just easier to call it the 52-man roster, and of those 52 guys, they'll pare it down to 30 in time for opening day. We're going to talk about that as we go along. We'll get a little more in-depth into their choices that were made for the 52-man roster. Some interesting guys certainly on that list. But before we do that, let's take a little recap of what happened over the weekend in our whip around.
It's time to get the week started, San Diego.
Aye, aye, sir. Okie dokie.
Did you miss anything over the weekend?
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Gwen and Chris get you caught up on the biggest sports stories of the weekend now. It's the weekend.
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
You know, not that weekend.
But I love it.
It's the Weekend Whip Around on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, stuff going on this weekend. I'm going to go with this first just because I don't want to go back-to-back negatives here. Well, that's a negative too to me.
Yeah,
Cam Newton signed with the Patriots.
To you, it is a negative.
That's a negative. That's a negative to me. I saw somebody. All right, leave me alone. I saw somebody tweet
leave
out yesterday that Cam Newton just signed an incentive laden deal with, and then the rest of the tweet disappeared. So I didn't see what team it was. So I had to go in there and find the tweet. And the entire time I was doing that, I'm like, it's going to say the Patriots. I know it's going to say the Patriots. I know it's going to be the Patriots. And of course, it's the Patriots. I mean, the best franchise in football. I mean, they end up getting Cam Newton for like $1.50,
right?
Compared
right.
to what other teams are getting Marcus Mariota for or Nick Foles for or whatever. They get a former MVP quarterback runs in there, and I love how he's going to compete for the starting job. Really, like. Jared Stidham and Bobby Hoyer stand a chance against an MVP candidate like Cam Newton for the starting quarterback job.
Even more for Brian Hoyer, it's not Bobby, it's Brian. So that's
I'm sorry, did I say Bobby?
It's another hurdle that Bobby Hoyer is going to have to get
Brian,
over.
Mr. Hoyer is going to have a big hurdle to face. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, it looks like the Patriots. I don't know that this puts them immediately back at the top of contention. I mean, you got to have some players around him, but certainly gets them back in the quarterback conversation, Tony.
It puts them back into a situation where Bill Belichick can do his thing now.
Yeah,
you know he did. I don't know that with Stidham or Hoyer at this point, even Bill Belichick would have had a tough time finding ways to win a whole bunch of ball games with those two. I think he's got a better shot with Cam Newton, and you know I think you got to tip the hat to Cam Newton. He was willing to step into a situation where he would have had to take an incentive-laden deal. Based on not being able to get in anybody's facility, and the fact that he's following Tom Brady, there are a lot of people who would have you know chose to go a different route, but it seems like Cam is very very motivated, and he's willing to take on the challenge. I like guys who aren't afraid to be coached, and you know 100% Bill Belichick is going to coach Cam Newton.
Is there anything to that Cam Newton now doesn't have as much pressure as, say, Jarrett Stidham because he already has a history behind him?
Nah, I wouldn't think so. I would think he has
just in the fact of taking over for Tom Brady.
Whoever took over for Tom was going to have pressure. I think there's more to be considering the fact that Cam is a former MVP of a league.
Yeah,
that's a big difference.
He's supposed to produce.
Right.
And I don't think there's going to be any kind of growing period for Cam Newton.
No.
They're going to expect him to hit the ground running. Don't worry, Cam. First game is against Miami Dolphins.
Cam.
Yeah. So.
You might want to be concerned, Cam. That Miami Dolphins team played when everybody was kicking them in the ground last year. So they got a few reinforcements this year that I would
Well, they have half the Patriot defense, I think, they signed right. from free agency. So
right.
we'll see how it goes. But that was the big news of the weekend.
As baseball starts to really settle in for all of the fans that's been waiting, you're starting to see the implications of COVID-19, that cloud we were talking about. You're starting to see that hang over Major League Baseball today. Mike Leake, along with Ryan Zimmerman from the Nationals and Joe Ross from the Nationals, have decided they will not be playing this year due to wanting to be with their families. And, I mean, COVID-19 wasn't specifically mentioned in these, but guys aren't opting out for no and leaving this kind of money on the table unless that is a genuine fear. Stay tuned, because there's going to be more names that haven't been announced yet that will get announced as these rosters become cemented. You're going to see more names, and that's just kind of going to be how it goes as we get to that July date that everybody reports to.
We talked about this so often, Tony. I mean, out of 30 teams, 30 players on average, maybe a few more than that, but let's just say 30 times 30, 900 players, maybe 950 players in Major League Baseball. There's no way you're going to go 950 for 950
no.
with people saying, yeah, I'm not concerned. There's going to be some guys that are concerned. And, it's hard to blame them with what's going on out there. And yeah. Ryan Zimmerman, a big part of that Washington National World Series title team, not as big a part as he had been earlier with the Nationals, but still a big part of that team. Mike Leake from Fallbrook with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So, yeah, there's a couple of names right off the bat that opt out. That was my other story I was going to open with, but like I said, I wanted to go to the other negative story, which was Cam Newton.
You have to wonder when you don't see, I lost his name. Brian Dozier. Like, you don't see his name on the Padres 52. You know he signed a deal,
yeah,
a minor league deal. You wonder if that has something to do with it. Because he signed late in the spring, but he was already being talked about as one of the league contenders to have that second base job.
Yeah, good point. Golf world, Phil Mickelson played the weekend like his real name was Philippe Mickelson.
Philippe Mickelson. I thought that too on Saturday.
Yeah, he shot plus one both days on Saturday and Sunday. He had the lead going into the weekend at the Travelers, but ended up in a tie for 24th. Dustin Johnson won the tournament, and he's got quite a few 25, 26 tournaments now in his career. He's moving up the list.
He's won, I know I put that stat on there, but to win 13, at least one tournament 13 straight years, that's really impressive.
That is good. Whether you're a Dustin Johnson guy or not, kudos to Dustin Johnson. Had a good weekend there. Won the Travelers. Anything else, Tone?
Yes. The Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes.
They're bringing on J.R. Smith. Looks like they are closing in. Remember, they lost Avery Bradley due to him sitting out, and they needed a spot. They looks like they will be finalizing. J.R. Smith will be back with the band named LeBron. And I actually looking forward to seeing him. I am. I think it's not a whole big difference of a trade-off. When what you lose defensively from one, you get offensively in the other. So we'll see how that works out.
Just don't give him the ball right next to the basket with 2 seconds remaining and a tie score.
And that's the cold part, is that nobody really gave him the ball. Right. He grabbed the ball off a rebound. So it was really no choice of anybody's. By the way, just some breaking news that just came across my phone.
Yes.
Spencer Dinwiddie, the guard for the Brooklyn Nets, has COVID-19, and it looks like is uncertain about playing in the NBA restart. Remember, the Brooklyn Nets are one of the teams that's actually in it, in the playoffs right now, and already missing Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. So if Spencer Dinwiddie doesn't play, it looks like that's a really high climb for them.
Yeah, they still have a 4 or 5 game lead over the Wizards. So
yeah,
it'd be difficult for the Wizards to catch them in 8 games, but you never can tell. All right, there's a little look see at what happened over the weekend. Our whip around. By the way, schedule wise, Major League Baseball. I don't know if did you see that, Tony? That the reports are that the Nationals and Yankees are going to open up on July 23rd in New York.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing of the schedule I've seen. I haven't seen anything further on the Major League Baseball schedule.
I've seen there are reports out that it will be available in 10 to 14 days.
10 to 14 days. I thought it'd be a little quicker than that.
Yeah, so did I.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, so did I.
The season starts, in 21 days.
Yes.
They're going to
maybe they'll surprise us and get it
early.
We'll
be speculating for another 10 to 14 days with what the schedule might
be. But somehow they know that the Nationals and Yankees are going to play on the first game on July 23rd. So we'll see if that holds up. All right, Gwen and Chris, we know we're going to hold up 4 full hours on the phones with you today and hanging out with you today. Scott Miller is going to join us from Bleacher Report. Wrote a story about the last dance, not the last dance of the Chicago Bulls, but potentially the last dance of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Ah.
That's music to
like
Padre
that.
Fans' ears.
Yes, I would like that if they only get one more crack at it. He's coming on at 3:35 and to talk about Phil Mickelson and his PGA Tour disappointment. One of our favorites, Dennis Paulson from PGA Tour Radio, San Diego, former PGA Tour member, will be on the program in the 4 o'clock hour. Big 5, Padres pen pals, countdowns, all kinds of fun stuff as we go along here towards 7. So stick around. I'm Chris Ella. That's Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris. Scraby's here as well. Thanks for joining us as we start the week on San Diego's number one sports talk station. This is 97.3 The Fan. Let's check a little traffic with Kelly Danik.
3:22 on the clock. Beginning of the week. Yes, that famous day that everybody loves so much. Monday is here.
Today was Carpenter's Day.
Today was Carpenter's Day.
Yeah. You remember the somewhat famous music group, the Carpenters? You got to go way back.
Like how way back?
Before your dad was born, probably.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, right around when your dad was born. They had a song called Rainy Days and Mondays Always Get Me Down.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that was today.
They knew about Mondays.
They knew about Rainy Days and Mondays, and that was kind of both things happened today.
They did.
We don't let you get down on Mondays on this show because we remind you that Monday is 14% of your life. So
14%,
pick it up
and
have yourself a good day and enjoy whatever you're doing out there.
Embrace the Mondays.
Exactly.
That's what I'll say, embrace it. Yeah. Padres. Mm-hmm. Have put out their 52-man roster, and probably the most intriguing thing to everybody on this list is one left-handed pitcher and one right-handed pitcher. One goes by the name of Mackenzie Gore. The other one goes by the name of Luis Patino. And in normal years, these two guys probably would be talked about. They'd be excited to see during spring training, but there would be no remote chance that they would actually be breaking camp to start the season at the big league level. That all changed.
Now.
Yeah, that all changed once there was became a 60-game season and no minor league season on top of that, which means there are a lot of innings to be had that these young men are going to need. And I'm guessing the Padres may need too, Chris, when the season gets going.
Well, you know, I've been talking about the double starter rotation of Chris Ello, you know, my brilliant idea that's either going to come to pass or no one's going to do it and make me look silly. But I think if the Padres are able to pull this off and go with a couple of starters per game, at least for the first couple of weeks of this season, and while guys get their arm strength up, Luis Patino and Mackenzie Gore are definites as part of that, I would think. So I think it's really interesting who they put on there. It's also a little interesting who's not on there, Brian Dozier. We talked about that in the open. No real reason given. I mean, Brian Dozier could be added later on, but We thought that he was going to be in the mix to play middle infield position. As you said, maybe it has something to do with the COVID thing. Maybe he doesn't want to play. I don't know. Where I don't want to put words.
We
into
don't
Brian
know, right?
Dozier's.
We don't know. Officially.
I don't want to put any words into Brian Dozier's mouth, but that was a little surprise that he wasn't invited. Juan Lagares as well, another non-roster player, was not included in the pool of players. But some of these kids, I mean, the thing I like about this, Tony, is that it gives, like, I mean, for example, Robert Hassel III. I mean, here he just got drafted, just got signed. And he's 18 years old, and he gets a chance to hang out and play with these guys for a few weeks. I think it's a great idea. You know, it's a great opportunity for him and for C.J. Abrams and for Ryan Weathers. I mean, these are guys that have been number one picks the last few years, but a chance to rub elbows with the major league squad.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. When you look at it from that standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And you also have to take into account that there is nowhere else for these young guys to hone their skills this year. There isn't a minor league season. So, you know, you're weighing possibly, again, we don't know why guys like Lagares or Dozier are on there, but let's say it has nothing to do with COVID-19. You're now weighing the fact that, man, we don't have a place to put a C.J. Abrams. We don't have a place to put Robert Hassel III, our first round pick this year. We don't have a place for these guys. How are they going to develop at this point? These are guys are very much a part of our future.
Yeah.
Would we rather have them in camp and get them the reps that they need in order to develop, or are we bringing a guy like Brian Dozier back or a guy like Juan Lagares back because we could use them when we start this 60 game run? I think that is what teams are weighing, along with guys having a way if they think it's actually safe enough to play. And those are questions that not just the Padres, but all the other 29 teams are trying to figure out as well, Chris.
Yeah, no, I mean, we don't know everything that went into this list. I mean, I think for A.J. Preller, too, it's an interesting season. You and I were talking about it a minute ago off the air. But does A.J. Preller have as much or more or less pressure on him to succeed this year, you know, with a shortened 60-game season? Because, you know, look, last year was pretty disappointing overall for the Padres when it all finished up and you ended up in last place in the division.
I still remember the language that was used by ownership after that season was done. It was very straight to the point. If the success, something along the lines that heads would roll, if this season doesn't go as expected.
Yeah, and now you get a 60-game season, and you wonder if that intensifies the pressure or not. I think most people at first glance would say, absolutely, it intensifies the pressure. It makes it tougher and more important for A.J. Preller to win. But you have to keep in mind that a 60-game season also doesn't give you a chance to get your younger players developed for the, you know, big, strong second half of the season that they might be able to have. So there's a lot of different ways that ownership can look at that. But I'm sure AJ is going to feel the pressure to win no matter what, because just being as I mean, you know him so much better than I do, Tony, but this kid wants to win all the time. He's not out there, you know, trying to see if we can bring the franchise along slowly. He wants to win.
No.
So I imagine that he's got enough pressure on himself on a daily basis. So I don't think that part will change, but it could change from management's perspective a little bit, just because a 60-game season is going to be a different deal. So we'll see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're going to get into this roster, get deeper into it as we get into the show. But coming up next, Scott Miller.
Could the end be near for the Los Angeles Dodgers? Oh, wouldn't that be nice? We'll discuss that with Scott Miller in just a moment from Bleacher Report. Want to remind everybody you can win a $500 Sprouts Farmers Market gift card from 97.3 The Fan. $500 now. This contest is going on through July the 20th. Download the radio.com app, favorite 97.3 The Fan, and hit play for your chance to win a $500 Sprouts Farmers Market gift card. That's a pretty nice prize, $500 worth. Go to 97.3thefanst.com for more details. All right, Scott Miller, Bleacher Report. In a sec, first a check of traffic, Kelly D.
Well, a crash has cleared on the northbound side of the 15 at Ocean View. Traveling on the southbound 163 before Friars Road reports a stalled car in the center divide. And a hit-and-run crash reported eastbound 78 at Civic Center. That is over to the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik with Quinn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Time to go out to the SDCCU fan hotline. And joining us is Scott Miller from Bleacher Report. Talk a little baseball. Scott, did you hear the news that just came down about the local watering holes here in San Diego?
No. Did the governor order them closed?
He did. Starting on Wednesday, if you have a bar with no food service, you will have to be closed up on Wednesday. That goes for breweries and wineries as well. So,
interesting. Yeah, I saw yesterday while I was home, you know, that he ordered the same for seven counties like Los Angeles and Santa Barbara.
Yeah,
and recommended some others, but I had not heard San Diego was now on that list.
San Diego is now on that list, so we're passing that information along to you folks out there. Also, I mean, we're just sticking with the corona for a second, Scott. I mean, were you surprised at all to see a couple of names come out today in Ryan Zimmerman, Mike Leake, or do you think this is the first of many?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess mildly surprised, although I don't know if I'd say it'll be the first of many, but I do think there'll be a handful of players that, you know, that opt out because this is, I mean, it's just crazy. And especially the numbers going up and across the country again in so many states. And, you know, I mean, it's, you know, we're entering a world that we have no idea. I mean, when you're talking about, you know, social distancing in the dugout and guys who aren't playing in that game have to sit elsewhere. And, you know, even stuff like no spitting. I mean, I think it's both sobering. Those protocols hit home hard. And I think they're going to remind players that this isn't just back to business as usual. And I think that, it's going to be jarring as well. I mean, I'll tell you this. We all do what we do. I try to run, you know, I run, you know, several times a week. And I think of baseball when I run simply because, you know, it's hot. It's summertime right now. You're hot. You get worked, you know, you get a sweat going. You get this, you get this. I spit every single time I run. I mean, it's not like I do it in an excessive amount, but every time I do, I'm running, I'm sweating, you know, you end up spitting. And I think of baseball, I'm like, how
you're
are
out
these
of the
guys
game.
Not going to do that?
right. No, I think Chris and I have asked the same question. As a matter of fact, I think we talked with one of the players last week about that very same issue. It's like if they actually thought it was going to be an issue, and I don't think we've talked to one guy who doesn't think that's going to be an issue, but certainly something everybody's going to have to adapt to. I want to talk to you a little bit about the article, the story you read in Bleacher Report about the Dodgers and their last dance. They seemingly have been in it for the last 7-8 years now, going back to having a legitimate chance to win a title. They haven't gotten it done, and for most teams, the window seems to close a lot earlier than this, but they've been able to extend the window to this point. But this could be their last chance at it, though, right?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I do think I'm certainly not going to cop out on you guys. I mean, as especially Chris, I know when you and I worked at the old Los Angeles Times together in San Diego, as you well know, and Tony, I'm sure you do too. You always hear writers say, hey, man, I don't write the headlines. And so I didn't write that. That was
right.
A little
bit of
a headline.
You didn't write that headline. I got you.
But no, I mean, there are points to be made. I mean, I don't know. You know, I would say to this toward the question of might this be the Dodgers' last dance? I mean, well, first of all, they've got a lot of good young talent. I mean, Gavin Lux and Tony Gonsolin and Dustin May. So, you know, Walker Buehler obviously looks like he'll just step in for Clayton Kershaw and, you know, when Kershaw's done. But, you know, I mean, Buehler already was the game one starter in the playoffs last year. But all of that said, I mean, really the facts are, and the facts in sports are, you know, Dodgers won 7 National League West titles in a row. It's not going to go on forever. Now, I know Atlanta won 14 in a row, so maybe it could go on for a little longer. But, you know, the odds are that somebody else in the National League West is going to continue to get stronger and stronger and unseat the Dodgers. And as the years go on, the Dodgers, you know, we're going to see how well they change things. I mean, the facts are, aside from 7 division titles in a row, and that eventually it's going to end. You know, Mookie Betts, as you guys well know, free agent this year, and they're only going to have him for the 60 games. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they try to sign him back, but there are no guarantees. Justin Turner, getting older and, like Betts, free agent this year. David Price looks like he has something left, but he's certainly older. Clayton Kershaw is on the back 9. Kenley Jansen is getting older. There's some young talent there, but that's unproven until the youngsters step up and do it. So, you know, you've got certain key players on this roster are aging, they're free agents. So we'll see.
Is there ever that thought, though, that the Dodgers, just no matter what happens, because it seems like they've kind of established this over the last 7 years, Scott, is that no matter what happens, the Dodgers just go out and purchase themselves contention if they need to? Is there still that, or do you think a team still has to be developing a good number of younger players to keep up with the rest of the division? You can't just do it with free agency and just do it with, you know, buying guys.
Yeah, and I mean, and you know, and that's where locally, you know, AJ Preller, what he's trying to do with the Padres is, you know, build up a strong farm system. I mean, I do think, you know, you see that's certainly the way to go. Free agent, in a perfect world for me, free agency is there to supplement, not to be the main part of your building. I mean, look back to the Yankees. You know, when they had their last great run from 96 through 2001 or two, you know, Derek Jeter was homegrown. Andy Pettit was homegrown. Mariano Rivera was homegrown. Jorge Posada was homegrown. If you look at the Yankees in the 80s, the decade of the 80s, after 81, they weren't even in the playoffs. They didn't win any divisions. They were not a factor in the 80s, and a lot of it was that's when George Steinbrenner was at the top of his free agent spending game. You know, I mean, they kept throwing all kinds of money at guys like Dave Winfield and others to come in, all kinds of free agents, and they never could find the right combination. It wasn't until the 90s when they got the Jeters and the Pettits, the homegrown guys, and then eventually they made smart moves to supplement with free agents like Scott Brosius, you know, the more supplemental, the right piece at the right time guys, not necessarily the signing the huge star on the free agent market every year.
Scott, we've had Dylan Hernandez on from the LA Times many times, and
yeah,
he is
good.
He
dude
is,
I like that.
He's a great dude. Smart. And he is always on top of the Dodgers in their front office. He is one of the main guys that I know that really speaks to how they do business there. Now, they've changed their model since Friedman has arrived there as the GM. They have taken a much more Tampa Bay-like style in terms of going after free agency, really building that farm system. And they've been reluctant to make big moves. Now, that doesn't pertain to this offseason because they actually went out and pulled the trigger on this. Is this a one-year type thing? Because the evidence shows that Friedman is not the type of GM that's going to go out and spend a whole lot of money in free agency.
No, you're exactly right. And that's one reason why I think the Dodgers have been able to do what they've done over the last 7 years. You know, both free agency and also his philosophy as well fits into the July trade deadline when those big high-priced stars become available. He's been reluctant to spend big money on free agency and to include his top prospects in any trades. And Bryce Harper, for example, 2 years ago, a lot of people thought he fit in, would fit in really well with the Dodgers. He had that little bit of that Hollywood swag. You know, he's from Las Vegas. A lot of people thought he would want to come west. Dodgers really didn't make a move toward Bryce Harper because part of it, I think, with them and with Friedman is, you can't be putting an inordinate amount of percentage of your player payroll toward three or four guys. And that's why they didn't go after a Bryce Harper, for example. And you think back a few years ago, when they let Zach Greinke go, remember Greinke had that opt out and then the Dodgers were renegotiating with him and they wanted to keep him. Back then he was number two on the staff behind Clayton Kershaw, who then was at the top of his game. But, you know, the Diamondbacks got involved and the Diamondbacks gave Greinke a sixth year and Friedman drew the line. Again, that ties into Greinke was a free agent because he opted out, but the Dodgers still kind of had that home court advantage because he was one of theirs, but he drew the line. He's like, you know, there's only so far we're going to go, be it Zach Greinke or anybody else. And you know, consequently, he's made the smart moves, the inexpensive free agents like Justin Turner, he kind of picked up off the scrap heap. Chris Taylor, the same thing. And then he's kept his young guys. I still think, had they traded for Justin Verlander with the Tigers in 2017 instead of Houston completing that deal, I think Dodgers, I don't care whether the Astros were banging on trash cans or not, I think if the Dodgers had Justin Verlander, they would have won the 2017 World Series. But
yeah.
Same thing, you know, the Dodgers didn't want to give up the young guys, you know, and so they've been able to kind of sacrifice a little bit in terms of keeping their self-control and not overspending on a Verlander on the free agent market or on the trade market or an expensive free agent. But that's also, you know, that's maybe kept him from winning a World Series or so as well.
Scott Miller from Bleacher Report talking a little baseball and fun talking about baseball and rosters. And yeah, it is. And going to get some of your thoughts on the Padres 52-man pool of players that they have announced and selected. And I don't know. I guess it's just a sign of the times or because of the times that you got, you know, your number one draft choice. Robert Hassel III is on that list and C.J. Abrams and Ryan Weathers and guys that were just picked here in the last couple of years. And to get a chance to rub elbows with the veteran players for at least a few weeks before the start of the regular season, I think that's good for the Padres, don't you, Scott?
Yeah, anytime those young guys can see the veterans and how they work, that's I think going to expedite their development. And you know, the other thing is with no minor leagues being played at all, you know, you hate to see some of those kids just not play any baseball at all this year. So I think those are the two things for me by inviting them to the summer camp. You know, you introduce them to the major leaguers in your system and they can watch the major leaguers work and understand what kind of a work ethic is required at the major league level. And at the same, it gets them on the field and it allows them to play when, if you didn't invite them to camp, you know, they'd basically be going home and working out on their own for pretty much the duration of the summer.
Scott, one last question for me in regards to one of the acquisitions the Dodgers made over the offseason, Mookie Betts. Now, it was thought that this offseason he would be looking for something around $400 million or some crazy number like that.
Yep.
Obviously, with a 60-game season, it would seem a little more difficult. I mean, I would assume that has to play a major factor in what is offered because I think, obviously, there are going to be plenty of teams in play for Mookie Betts when he becomes a free agent. And it doesn't seem in the past the Dodgers have been willing to go that, as you said, that extra yard. So does this bring his price down in a 60-game season, or will the other seasons kind of outweigh this one?
You know, Tony, for me, I think I think the 60-game season maybe won't affect him as much as others simply because he's been in the league long enough. People know Mookie Betts, and I think they'll kind of, you know, they'll trust he is what he is. And so I don't know that the short season and thus the numbers that won't be there for him. I don't know if that'll affect things, but I do think this pandemic is going to affect. I think playing this year with no fans in the stands, and I think owners are scared about what's going to happen next year because I think they're, from people I've talked to, I think they're full well prepared to open next season with minimal fans in the stands because, you know, who knows when we're going to get a vaccine. And, you know, even if we do, it's not going to be, you know, best case scenario, best case, if you listen to the experts, it's like, you know, early next year. And that's best case. It might not be till later next year. And if there's no vaccine when opening day next year rolls around, you know, is it going to be, you know, small crowds and social distancing? And I know some owners are worried that they think if it's been a bloodbath financially this year, next year ain't going to be all that much better either. So for Betts, I mean, it's going to be fascinating just from a business standpoint of baseball, what happens. But I think it's going to be bloodbath for the free agents this year, whether it's a 60-game season or whatever it is, because I think free agent salaries are going to be depressed. Some of those guys, to me, I think they may have to sign another one-year deal and then go back into the free agent market the following year, hoping that it's somewhat business as normal with fans in the stands again.
That means that some of these smaller market teams, hint, hint, could be in play then.
Yeah, if it's a one-year deal, right?
Yeah, right, one-year deal.
Tony loves to talk about the Minnesota Twins. He just does, and there's nothing we can do about it. He's always sneaking his little Twins conversation in. And he knows that you used to cover the Twins, Scott, so he's always trying to get a little insight there.
Understand. That's right.
Understandable. Hey, Scott, thanks for your time as always. Appreciate it. Always fun catching up with you. Be careful when you're jogging. Don't want to see you get pulled over by the COVID cops for spitting as you're working your way along there.
Hey, there you go.
That's Scraby. Scraby, if Scraby ever saw you jogging, he'd pull you over in a heartbeat.
Oh,
so,
man.
Be careful.
All right, guys.
Him and the family stay safe, and we'll
thanks,
see you soon.
Thanks, Scotty.
Sounds good. You guys be safe as well, and the listeners as well, and all hopefully right. We'll see you at a ballpark soon.
Yeah, you got yes, it. Sir. Thanks, Scott. Scott Miller right there from Bleacher Report, and you can catch his latest story on hopefully, right, the demise
the
of
end.
The Dodgers, the end of the Dodgers. I don't know. That sounds a little bit much, but as he said, he didn't write the headline.
It
so.
Does sound a little bit much, but we
he
can all hope.
The headline, and he kind of got caught on that one because it was like, hey, Scott, you said the Dodgers are never going to win a game again. He's like, I don't think I really said that. I didn't really write that either, but that's what they put. Scott joined us on the San Diego County Credit Union fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or to apply online, visit SDCCU.com. We're going to have a round of Chris versus the fans coming up here in about 5 minutes. So give you the opportunity to dial in at 833-288-0973. Keep in mind that we have the new rule in play. If you are a first-time player, you've never played Chris versus the fans, now's a great time to try it out because you can get immunity on the first question, as it were, and get through to the second round. So we invite first-time callers for sure. Somebody that's out there that's, I've always kind of wanted to play Chris versus the fan, and, you know, I don't know how I'll do or whatever. Well, good. Come on in. Come on in and give it a shot, because you might, you're certainly going to get past the first question if you're a first-time player, and might get on a little roll and get a nice prize out of it. So 833-288-0973, that is the number to start dialing in. I'm Chris Cello. That's Tony Gwynn Jr., the Twins fan. And we'll have more coming up with hour number two on Gwynn and Chris here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.